Blog Talk Radio.
If I were the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And yes, all of that is true from Paul Harvey. It goes back to over 50 years ago. And you know, it's amazing when you think of how many years ago that was when he made the statements. I'm telling you, it's incredible. Everything is the way it is right now, and he predicted it, and that's God's prediction, folks. It's in the Bible. It clearly shows that. Welcome to the Pit Radio News, the Pit standing for the Politically Inconvenient Truth, and we welcome you here, and my name is Glenn. I'm your host, Glenn Atkinson, here in Texas, and I have a amazing co-host up there in the Dakota, North Dakota, Gary Rumor. How are you doing today, sir? Hello? Oh, we're having technical difficulties. I cannot hear Gary, and I'm not sure if he can hear me.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, I can hear you now. There you go.
Okay, I had that, you know, that darn mute button. But anyway, I'm enjoying one of God's gifts that he gives us every day, and it's our beautiful weather. The air is so crisp and so clean, and the sun is out, and Every once in a while, even a rainstorm is nice, you know, just soothing to listen to rain hit the roof, and it's relaxing. This is something that, you know, that God gave us, you know, and it's He gave it to us for us to enjoy. And we just have a beautiful day today. There's no mosquitoes. They're probably coming later, but no mosquitoes as of yet. The wood ticks are just starting to come out on the lawn, so I basically stay off the lawn because every once in a while you go in the house, you feel something crawling up your leg. You know, that's a wood tick. But anyway, it's just beautiful out. I planted some lilac bushes out there, and they're going to open up, and they give such a nice, sweet fragrance when the flowers open on them. And we put them in there. The wife and I, we're going to put a deck on that house, and it'll provide a little bit of privacy and shade in the morning,
right.
and it's something that we can enjoy, you know. And a lilac bush, once they get planted and once they get established into the ground, they last. I mean, they'll outlive our grandkids. And I love planting. You know, it's something I always do. Enjoy planting flowers and stuff like that, and the beauty that flowers give, the fresh fragrance and stuff like that, and it's something I enjoy with the freedoms that God gave us, you know, and of course He blessed this country because of our freedoms, and that's just one of many, many freedoms that we have. And I, like I said, I enjoy, even though, like I said, we get older, certain things, there's going to be certain health problems, that's just part of life, you know, but we still do what we can to enjoy every day of life, and that's just the way I look at it. It's called just being in God's grace, you know. You know, because that's, you know, that's what He wants, you know. That's what He created this earth for us to enjoy the resources. And I take advantage of that because that's, you know, that's His gift to us. I put it this way, like I said, Satan would never give us that. He would promise stuff, but he'll never deliver. It'd be a whole different, be misery. And we're seeing with corruption, and we're listening to this Paul Harvey thing about if I were the devil. And we're seeing the life, what's going on with a lot of politicians. I mean, they basically are mimicking the devil themselves by promising paradise and promising, I mean, let's just say reckless freedoms, not natural freedoms that God gives us. They promise us reckless freedoms, which are very dangerous if a person practices those freedoms. But I practice on the side of God because the freedoms that He guarantees us actually is about as close as you can get to paradise on earth. Beautiful day, beautiful flowers. Can't beat that. So I'll turn this back over to you, my friend.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, you're exactly right. There's a lot of people, the elitists in the government, the left, liberal Democrats, and you know, these so-called Republicans or Christians or conservatives that are, you know, claiming to be of God and claiming to be conservatives and Republicans, and a lot of them are Republicans in name only. That's why we call them elitists. These are the people that, you know, they come up with this agenda of their own and try to sell to people. Indoctrination is what it is. They you know, they try and give a side of it that makes it all look all rosy dandy and whatever have you, or they argue against the truth with some kind of devilish answer, which unfortunately has a lot of the people or the sheeple out there blinded by it. So therefore, you know, these people that are following man instead of God, or God that's coming through man, that's where we get in our troubles. That's why we are where we are right now. But at the same time, we do have, I believe, and many people have and are believing that we have a president, Donald J. Trump, that actually is handling a lot of this with an amazing grace. It really is. You know, it's incredible the accomplishments that this man, with God through him, has accomplished. And you know, and he's done this with all we've just said, all these people against him and whatnot. When you look at, and of course against God, and of course, you know, God has the final say. And you know, if we're focused with what God has to use us for, and that's why I believe Donald Trump has been anointed. You know, he has a great vice president with Mike Pence, you know, doing a lot of great things. And you know, it's been an awkward, in some ways awkward, some awkward steps with Donald Trump. And meaning, what I mean is, you know, he's He's gotten some people that he's had to now kind of basically fire and whatever have you. And some of them were, a lot of them were people that are actually were from the Obama regime. So therefore, he's had to handle things properly, you know, and not just jump the gun too quick with some things. But now he's got some great, great people in place here with Mike Pompeo. You know, and we can just go on and on. He's got a lot of great people that are they're doing a lot of great godly things. And when I mean godly things, I mean biblical also. Like, you know, they're in the Bible. When it comes to Israel, you know, and having our you know, that the claiming that Jerusalem is the capital, which it always it should be, and he's now got that in place, you know. And I mean, it's amazing. Our embassy's over there. I mean, he's done a lot of things in a short period of time. Today is a lot of people may not understand this or know this, I guess, or whatever is the right wording. Is today is his 500th day in office, 500th day. And you know, when you look at that, every 10 days that he's been doing, what accomplishments he's been doing. Look at the last week and a half, what he's accomplished. Just look at what was happening a week and a half ago, and now what's happening. It's incredible. So that's 10 days out of 500. Every 10 days he's accomplished amazing things. And any one of those 10 days, he's accomplished more in those 10 days, any given 10 days, than Obama did in 8 years. That's incredible, folks. When you look at that, I'm not just saying that. I'm saying you look at any 10 days. From this back, and you look at all those, and you be honest with yourself, and look how God has represented Donald Trump and this, and America's coming back, folks. You know, make America great again. The new slogan for this November is, or actually for from now on, basically, is keep America great. That's his new one coming up for the 2020, and so therefore, you know, that's what we're doing. We're making it great again. With God and Donald Trump and a lot of the people that he's hired, and you know, so therefore on the in about 2.5 years, we're going to see Donald Trump going for another 4 years, and I can't wait, because you know, if he can accomplish what he's accomplished for every 10 days, or even if you go every 30 days, it's incredible, it's amazing, and it's all because of God using someone that is open to being used. And that's where it all starts, folks. If every one of us can take what God has to offer us and use it for his will, he's going to trust us with more. And therefore, we're going to be seen by many people and more people and more and more and more with God's light through us to actually see that it's not the man that's doing it on his own. It's not Donald Trump by himself. It is the most important thing is he's allowed God to come through him more and more and more. And yeah, he makes mistakes, and yeah, he sometimes has some little blunders with words and whatever have you. But you know what? God said we're not perfect. We're not perfect. Jesus is the only one that was perfect. And therefore, we're going to make mistakes at the same time as he's doing God's will with all the things that are going on and push back against him. He still continues to help this country grow and grow and be the way it is intended to be. And you see, that's the problem with a lot of people. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this immigration situation. And I God came through me and had me write some things, which I already knew, different, you know, things with God that's already told me over the years. But basically, it all comes down to, folks, if you're focused on something, a question for anybody, and if anybody wants to call in, 646-787-8534, please call in and press 1 if you have a comment or a question. We'd love to get you on. You know, this show, any show, that'd be great. With any topic you want to talk about pertaining to politics or our Father in heaven, that'd be great. Bring it on. It's what we want to do here. But back to the immigration. I have a thing I wanted to share with you, Gary, and everybody else too. When it comes to in this focus I was talking about, it comes to do with immigration and anything actually. If you focus on the problem, you're going to keep creating more problems for yourself, folks. That is. If you ever had something where you all of a sudden you thought, okay, here's a solution, and you focus on just the solution, which is God, of course, definitely. You focus on what the solution, the end result is, and therefore you're going to expose why there was a problem in the first place. So therefore, what my thinking is on this too is this. When it comes to immigration, and I am an immigrant, from Canada. You know, and actually next month it'll be 12 years I've been here. And folks, I don't even have, I'm legal, of course, that's it's all well and good, but I've had a lot of issues I won't get into. But at the same time, I don't even have my permanent residency yet. You know, until August, I have that supposed to be coming up in August. And whatever. So 12 years, you know, 10 and a half years without even being able to work. A lot of issues that wasn't my doing. It was governmental, okay? It was persecution. But my issue is this, and this is what I've been saying for years and years and years, and even before this even happened, before I even came from Canada. If you focus on the problem, you're going to get more problems. You focus on the solution, you get more solution. I've said that. Here's what I mean by that. All you hear on the TV, radio, for the most part, everything is about this immigration. If you, what you hear is at least 98 or 99% talk about illegal aliens or what they call undocumented. You know, politically correct. No, thank you. I call it illegal aliens. I call it illegal aliens or immigrant, legal immigrants. There's no other wording for it. That's just the way it is. But that's the way it's been like that for years, and now all of a sudden, last several years or whatever now, everybody's talking about being undocumented. Anyways, no, here's what happens here. If you talk about illegal aliens like 98, 99% of the shows that are on, whether it be TV, radio, or just discussion among your friends, you're talking about illegal aliens, and that gets you all upset, and it gets you, you know, whatever have you, or it'll get, like on the liberal side, oh, the compassion for the illegals, you know, oh my gosh, you know, they have their families here, oh my gosh, you know, their countries are so poor, and they're getting, you know, they could be killed over there, and you know what, that, I understand that. However, at the same time, we have a constitution, we have letters of the law here in America, and I'm not American as in American citizen yet, but I'm North American. So the problem is with this: if people are focusing on, if they don't start talking about legal immigrants and the legal immigrant problems that they face, if we could start doing that, start talking about legal immigrants and the process that we have in place for them, and how a lot of these legal immigrants, not just myself, it isn't a poor Glenn. It's not that at all. It's just I know God is using me for what I'm just saying right now, and that is to expose a lot of what's going on with me, so therefore a lot of these people have the nerve to come out and say, you know what, yeah, some of that's happened to me too, or even more than that's happened to me. I'm just too afraid to come out because I got all this government, everybody's against me, nobody wants to help me. I've had that too, where most people do not want to help me, and that's why it's taken so long to come through. But I believe that if a person will just allow on a radio show or a TV show or whatever to talk about and bring these legal immigrants in that have had problems, that would show the contrast to the illegals of the crap that's happening with all the situation here. And so therefore, you know, instead of being the poor immigrant, poor undocumented legal alien, then you can start seeing a lot of the problems with, as it is right now with legal immigration. And then what that does, that exposes all the reasons to why it's so corrupt. And what happens is that's the argument you would have against illegal aliens being undocumented and being accepted in this country. Because that's what we're hearing, folks. Everybody's talking about the illegal aliens and how, you know, they need to be represented. And they have all these things that have gone wrong with them. Oh, poor them, poor them. And I'm not saying that there's not cases like that. I'm not even saying that at all. I'm just saying that, you know what, the first thing is you come into this country illegally, like I did, and many other people, and then you see what's happened to people that comes in here legally and all the stuff that's happened to them. Folks, yes, I do have a major story, but so do others, and I'm one of these ones that are like a spokesperson for them because they're maybe too afraid. Like I said, okay, you know, some of the illegal aliens are afraid. But you know what? The first step is I got to come in here, this country, legally, and I got to follow the letter of the law. And I have to do what I have to do to make sure that my story is out there and other people's stories out there too. Because if it don't, we're going to keep talking about the illegal aliens and all their issues, and nothing's gotten done. How many decades have we went through this? Okay, as long as, before I was even a kid, I'm 54 years old, almost 55, and I've seen this from Canada, watching TV and watching even through the Reagan administration. he'd done some great things, but he got tricked into a lot of things because there was no wall built, there was no security. You know, amnesty happened for people, but the Congress didn't fulfill their obligation, and they basically tricked him. That's what the enemy does. He's trickery. We don't need that anymore, folks. We need to get the letter of the law, and as far as the Constitution goes, everything done. Some reform needs to be done for the illegal immigrants, and most of it is because of the problems that people are facing that are legal, that the people that are against them are unconstitutional. They're not doing it by the letter of the law. So it's not just mostly just a reform. It's most of the law, if they just actually went ahead and followed through with the letter of the law of immigration, we wouldn't have the problems we are right now. But the biggest thing is talking, getting people, like, you know, going on like Hannity, Laura Ingraham, or different shows that actually talk about these illegal aliens and the problems, and they get all flustered and upset, and rightly so. I understand that. But guess what? You know, if you cannot talk about those problems without realizing that there's problems with the actual system in place and the people that are coming here legally. Once you do that, talk about the people that are here legally, then you will actually have the other side also. They will have less argument, because when you show the proof of what a person like myself went through and many other people, there's going to be less argument for that, and then people are going to, it's not about feeling sorry for me, it's about feeling the truth and understanding that, you know what, the only way you're going to get a problem solved is to know what the solution is, and therefore the problem is mostly with legal immigrants, because illegal aliens being allowed in here are because, and they won't admit this, but if you see the contrast, you'll understand that what it is because they want, the left wants them, and the elitists want them, for like Democrats and liberals and these Republicans in name only, if you will. These elitists, they want them for votes, because if they, then they can carry on with their narrative, their agenda, to have their vote, so therefore they can have control over the people, big government. It all connects together. It connects the immigration and the health care are connected so deeply with the deep pockets of this country. It's incredible. The money, if you cut them off with the money, then nobody can survive, and that's what they don't want. So therefore, if you start handling illegal immigrants, then you're the correct way. Then you watch the depletion of the illegal aliens. And I'll tell you another reason why. If a person brings this to the forefront, and see all these lawyers and judges and these people that are handling all these cases, can you imagine? They thinking, oh my gosh, the longer I can keep this going through, the more money I make, because I have to defend these people. So they're thinking, if I can defend them, then oh my gosh, then I'm making more money, and that's how it works. And then they can justify their jobs. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? What about the people that are defending people like myself that are here legally? There are people out there, but there's not enough. And the system itself at the top, so to speak, are the ones that are pushing down without allowing anything to happen. And that's why they're fighting back and forth. It's like a ping pong game that never ends. Nobody's winning. It's like that's the whole reason why we're in the mess we're in. So I feel if you're focused on the actual solution, which is keeping things legal, as the Constitution states, then you're going to find with all that the illegal situation will just go away. You know, it's kind of like this, folks. If you're driving down the street, and I always use this kind of tongue-in-cheek humor, but it's so truth. If you look where you're going, that's the problem. You got to look where you're going instead of going where you're looking. And people will say it's the same thing, and I say no, it's not. Think about it. If you're set out to do something, you're focused on the end result. It means you're going to be looking where you're going. If you have distractions along the way that are problems, obviously distractions are distraction. It means you're not tracked. You don't have any traction, so it's a problem. So if you're focusing on that distraction, there's a better chance that you're going to slow yourself down, or actually, what I say, go where you're looking. Eventually, once you keep focused on something else instead of what you're really supposed to be focusing on, you're going to end up going down that road, or in the ditch, if you will. If you're driving down a freeway and you're supposed to be looking where you're going, you end up being distracted by things off the side of the road or whatever have you, accidents or whatever have you, rubberneckers, then you're going to end up causing more problems. This, folks, is exactly my meaning. If you're focused on the problem instead of solution, you're going to be having more problems. If you're focused on where you're supposed to be going, which is legal, then you're going to have a solution done. If you consider that instead of having to be distracted by all this illegal alien stuff or what they want to call undocumented immigrants, then you're going to have what you keep having. It's the definition of insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. No, you got to stay focused. Any one of us know, even if we're 10 years old, we know we've had situations where you take your mind off something, guess what? You're going a different path. That's what this country, that's what the world is doing. And the enemy is running it. And we're allowing him as a whole, allowing him to do that. What are your thoughts on that, Gary, for that new take on legal immigration, illegal alien, and the focus?
Well, you're exactly right. You know, I mean, you're talking about the votes. I have to go back a little bit. You know, you're saying that it was perfect timing, you know, when Donald Trump got elected. And I said, God does that quite a bit. You know, we're talking about, in World War One, John Browning came out and designed the 1911. And it happened to win the war. I mean, I think that was divine intervention there. And Oliver Winchester, way back in the 1800s, invented the lever-action rifle, and it won the West. I think those are all divine interventions because we haven't had a genius like that now. But the same thing with Donald Trump. 30 years ago, he probably wouldn't have been a good fit 30 years ago. But look at right now, perfect timing. And if he gets another, he's not going to be able to fix all the problems. That's impossible. But he's going to fix a lot of them. And if he gets a second term, he's going to fix a lot more. And it's going to go a long way restoring, to give this country really a much-needed tune-up, just like a car. But when it gets to the immigrations, I keep thinking like Kate Steinle. Look what happened there. You know, look at MS-13. Mm-hmm. They're illegals coming in. And Donald Trump, he correctly said they're animals. Because they act like animals. They behave like animals. I mean, they rape and they murder. And the Democrats are defending the MS-13s. I guess they want those votes, too. And if they get those votes, they won't be able – you won't see them getting arrested for committing murder. I mean, because they'll have a representative representing them. You know, that's the problem. With legal immigration, people are what they're doing is they're coming in there because they want to assimilate to our laws. And they love our country enough, they're willing to. They're going to respect our Constitution. The people are coming in illegally are trying to vulcanize our laws and turn our country much like their country was, the one they fled from. I mean, where are we going to go after that? America is the last beacon of freedom. Where are we going to go to? You can't really return to any other country after that. And that's why it's got to be dealt with. I mean, it should have been dealt with a long time ago because I know many of them are out there. I mean, they vote. I mean, they maybe do it illegally. You can't check IDs, you know, because that's the purpose why they didn't allow checking IDs, because the illegals going to come in and vote and lie about it, you know, and say, I'm an American citizen when they're really not, you know. And that's the problem. We're going to have to fix all that stuff. And, you know, I still want to see this wall built, you know, because, I mean, we're not against legal immigration. I'm not against people coming in here who want to make their lives better. I mean, that's why they come here, you know, and America, I mean, like where you come from, Canada, you know, I commend you. You don't sit there and whine about it. You're doing something about it. It's just like anything else. When I discovered I had diabetes, I didn't sit there, oh, no, it's over for me. No, I said, you deal with it. And then, you know, like I said, I'm feeling pretty good now. And like I said, you deal with it and things will get better. You know, and that's just the way I am, too. It's called a positive attitude, you know. Other people, I've known other people that whine about it and become drama queens over it. And the thing is, what happens then is they're really not going to get better because they want things to be like they were before. Well, you can't do that. Excuse me. You just have to, like I said, you know, if you have a problem, you have to deal with it. And then after you deal with it, move on. And that's the way I am. That's the way I was raised, you know. And I learned one thing. I said I appreciate nature. I appreciate God, you know, being in my life and then giving us this wonderful mornings and these wonderful evenings and wonderful sunsets. I mean, this little simple things like that in life I really appreciate. And I know you do too, Glenn. I know. You know, I mean, those little simple things mean a lot. And that's part of what makes this country great, you know, and, of course, the generosity of the American people. You know, and when you had the Democrats in power, they were taxing. They wanted to raise taxes. Remember Bernie Sanders talking 90% tax rate? Well, there's no way you can be really generous if all your money is going to the government, because the government's going to spend it on what they want. And it's not going to go to groups that are probably really important. It just goes to their groups. And that's the thing. The money has to be kept in the private sector. You know, minimal taxation, just enough to barely run the government. And not to make politicians rich. That's not their goal of being a politician. Their goal is to obey and honor our Constitution, defend our Constitution, you know, and obey all the laws. What it stands, you know, like the federal government's not supposed to own any more than 10 square miles of land, and that's it. And they're way over that now. I mean, look at these land grabs. And I'm just going to point out another thing. There's a farmer in California. I'm just going to go a little off topic, but I have to say this. I just found this out just before the show. That he tried to register his guns, you know, because California is really anti-gun, pro, you know, and he tried to register them, do it legally, and now he's facing 7 felony counts, I believe, as what I've read so far. And that's what happens when you start to take away freedoms. Pretty soon laws become strict. They do that with free speech. It'll be the same thing eventually, where you say something they didn't like and off to jail you go. Felonies, you know, ruin your life. They confiscate everything you have. That's not the role of a federal government. That's abusive, you know. And I guarantee it, God will have a place for these politicians that are against, you know, are pro-Satan. And, I mean, God will have the ultimate judge in that. It won't be them. When they pass away, just like all of us will, there will be a judgment day. And believe me, they're not going to go to a nice paradise where, you know, people who are decent and follow God's law, they're going to go to a nice hot oven, you know, and be very miserable, you know. So, you know, that's the thing. You and I were raised, you know, to obey the law. We were also raised to follow God's law. And if the law becomes contradictory to the law of God, then God's law takes precedence, you know. If they have laws like they did over in Nazi Germany, where it was illegal to protect, like, the Jewish people, and people went to jail for protecting them, well, then God's law took precedence, you know. Even if you had to hide it and stuff like that, I mean, if it gets to that point, ever gets to that point here, then there might have to be uncivil with the law if it becomes really immoral, you know. And that's just my take on it. So I'll turn this back to you, my friend.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, we have to live, you know, with the letter of the law. You know, that's what God intends for us is His law, and that's what the Constitution was based on. And, you know, so when it comes to these immigrants and legal immigrants and illegal aliens, basically it's what it is. It's this. Legal immigrants are the real victims. Illegal aliens are the victors. Because if they're talking about illegal aliens and they're trying to get what they're wanting to get for these illegal aliens, that's victorious for them. They're working for the illegals. So, therefore, who wants to work for victors? You want to work for the actual victims, the people. I mean, that's what the law is there for. Also, if there's victims of a crime or victims of anything, you represent them to correct it. Well, how are you going to correct a victor? I mean, they're already victors. They're already winning. They're already doing everything. So therefore, that's the problem, folks. If you look at it just from that, how could legal immigrants like myself be victorious when we're being persecuted or when the Constitution isn't implemented, when they're laying down this law? It's not even their own, it's their own law. So therefore, how is this going to help a person like myself or people like me when we are the ones that are victims not being heard? What it is you get all this indoctrination from the left, from all these different news sources, whether it be papers, radios, or TV, as like I suggested, and, you know, 90%, I would say probably 95%, are all liberal, Democrat, elitist, you know, they're all about the money, and they don't care about the law. They want to twist it to make it look like it's the law, or that these are great things that they're trying to change or make good or whatever. But no, that's the whole problem. That's how legal immigrants become, well, victims. Because if they're not able to come here and assimilate the way the letter of the law says, then how is that victorious? How is it victorious for anyone that's American-born or anybody that's here before them that came here legally and never had an issue at that time or whatever, how is that any victory for America or the actual individual legal immigrant coming here if we're not able to come here and assimilate as an American? Because we're coming here because, at least me, I'm speaking for myself, but I'm also, there's a lot of people that I know will come out of the woodwork once my story gets out there. They'll be saying, yeah, I'm here and I've been doing everything right, and my gosh, it's been hard. And you know what? It's hard enough for the American citizens, let alone a legal immigrant coming here legally to help America. I focus on help, not hinder, help. They both start with H, but... You know, one is we're here to help. I'm not here to take a job. I'm here to create jobs, personally. That's what I came here for. I'm gung-ho, ready to go. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be great. This is awesome. You know, the land of the free. This is great. This is, you know, this is what everybody wants to do here in America is when they come as an immigrant. They want to come here and join in on helping America with a lot of different issues or whatever, making it better. You know, we don't come here to steal a job. At least I don't. At least I know a lot of people I've talked with. I've been detained and unlawfully detained in immigration detention centers. And a lot of these people shouldn't even be there. That's a fact. I was one of them. So I figured, hey, if I'm one, I can't be the only one. So I had to delve in a little deeper. And you know what? It's appalling to find out how many people that are legal immigrants that have went through so much crap because of the way these elitists are. And so therefore... I'm telling you folks, not just because of my situation, because of many, I guarantee you that this is what the problem is right now. I am 100% convinced that the biggest problem is legal immigrants are the actual victims, and the focus is on the illegal aliens, which are already the victors. They're here and they're getting a lot of things given to them. That's victorious for them. But guess what? America is hurting because of it. So therefore, we got to get off this silly ship that's sinking and get back on one that's actually staying above ground. That is legal immigration and dealing with these people that have had issues with them. And these are the ones that they deserve to be victory because they're here to help America. What's wrong with that? So therefore, if people can't understand that's why we need to focus on legal immigrants and legal immigration laws, the rest will go away. It'll all go away. If you're implementing any change that's actually good for America for illegal immigrants in that situation, the illegal stuff will go away. Let it alone, folks. Just leave illegal aliens out of your lips. Don't even talk about them, because what you think about, you bring about. The more focuses, more dominance of the conversation continues to not change. It's very easy. I learned that in psychology back when I was in my teenage years. You know, yeah, almost 40 years ago. So when you think of it, folks, I'm not lying to you. Look at any one situation in your life and be honest with yourself as an individual and say, I focused on something and I never let nothing distract me, and therefore I got my desired results. As soon as I allowed something to take me away, which was distracting, I slowed down or I actually gave up. This is exactly what's going on here, is most people give up because they think, I can't win. Well, guess what? You can win, but guess what? You have to have God and the truth, which is God, and actually move in that direction. But we're not moving in that direction. We're actually moving way back. I mean, there's all these people they keep talking about with passion. What about talking about legal immigrants with passion and saying, hey, let's root for them. Let's do the right thing. But at the same time, is not allow every legal immigrant to come in here. I don't mean that. I'm talking about the people that are coming here that are vetted, that are going to be legal, and they're going to say, okay, what can they do to contribute to this country, honestly? Then you let them in. You do a background check like they did with mine extensively over and over and over again. Even with the job I do have now, you wouldn't believe the background check. I had someone call me up and saying, I can't believe, you know, I've done this for 30 years and I haven't seen anybody this clean in all my years. That was affirmation from God saying that, you know, all the 10.5 years before that they were trying to keep me out of this country for something I didn't do wrong. That just proved it. God affirms everything if you just have eyes to see and ears to hear. And that's exactly what he did. My wife was there listening to the whole conversation with this lady that said, I've never seen anybody so clean. And I'm like, well, good. That's good. I'm glad. And I said, thank you, Jesus, for that. Because you know what? It's nice to have someone say, welcome to America. You've done nothing wrong. Because I know I didn't all the way along. I'm not perfect. but I know I didn't do anything wrong to make this all happen, but God is using me because he knows I can handle it, and that's what he's doing with Donald Trump. And that's why I believe that if Donald Trump and everybody else would stop talking about illegal aliens and start talking about legal immigration, they'll realize that all the stuff that they want to have done will automatically happen. And so therefore, it's like Mother Teresa, you know, a Catholic, you know, she said, she was asked, hey, you know, come over and support our anti-war rally. Come and join us, our anti-war rally. She goes, you invite me to a pro-peace rally, and I'll be there. They said it's the same thing. She says, no. She says, no. One is out of anger and hate and fear. Another one is actually out of love. So basically, an anti-war rally is hate and fear, and a pro-peace rally is of love. So therefore, that is what people need to get back to, is start talking about legal immigrants and doing the right thing. We have a caller here, Gary. It's an anonymous caller. I don't know who it would be, but somebody is actually, they got a question, so they want to put their hand up. So I want you to know that whoever's coming on, we need to keep this clean. This is a family show, so no cussing or anything like that, whatever. Just keep it clean, keep it fun. So we're going to welcome you. Hello there, anonymous caller. Where are you from and what's your name?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. And what's your name?
Tim. I'm from Kansas City. And,
did you say Ted?
Oh, Tim. Did you hear that?
Oh, you said Jim. Okay, I'm sorry. Thanks, Jim.
Tim. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question or your comment?
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing
how
good.
Are you doing?
How are you?
Well, I don't know. I'm a political junkie, you know.
Great.
Yeah, you know,
great.
I'm a political junkie, and to me, the biggest issue is immigration and diversity. I mean, if you study the Robert Putnam study, which is the largest study on diversity, it's not really working. I mean, this whole multicultural society, it all started in 1965 as basically an experiment. Have you guys studied this?
I have some to some extent, yes. I have, yeah.
Can you guys hear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the Robert Putnam study, by the way?
I've heard of some of the stuff. I haven't really went into big detail, but I have heard.
Have you ever heard of the Robert Putnam study? Well,
we're having technical
difficulties. You know what's interesting to me? You know, and like I said, I'm a political expert myself. I got sick. Ah, jeez. Yeah, maybe I should call in from our phone.
Yeah, you're breaking up. I hear you.
Hold on.
Yeah, I have a hard time hearing.
Let me close some things out.
Okay.
It might be better now. It's probably better now.
Okay, it seems better so far.
I mean,
go ahead.
I have 6,000-7,000 hours studying politics, and it's funny. It's funny that politicians, they keep telling us that diversity is a strength. But the science has shown that diversity divides communities. Have you guys studied this?
Mm-hmm.
It really can, yes.
Yeah, boy.
That diversity, because like I said, they have all these different languages. You know, you get on the phone.
Yeah,
I mean,
any major city.
So, but they,
yeah, we're having...
the thing is, too, yeah, you're breaking up. I didn't hear
that.
Yeah, big
time. And nobody's allowed to say this, but not already.
We can hardly hear you, sir. I'm sorry, but
let me call you back, okay?
Yeah, please, because there's something definitely
okay?
wrong. Thank you, yeah.
Well, I heard about the diversity thing, and it isn't like what the politicians are doing. Now, diversity in ideas is great, you know, like, you know, we
right.
have all these different talents and stuff, but when it comes to having, you know, like different people in different cultures, different sets of laws or different groups, that's basically
mm-hmm.
communism, socialism, you know.
Right, right. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, like I was mentioning near the end of my part of talking there was basically, you know, I don't want to have an influx of too many immigrants. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that we have to be picky to what we have, and people that are going to assimilate with actually speaking the English language, for one, would be a very big help, because we all need to – we can't learn 50 different languages, you know, from different diversities.
No.
And so therefore – So therefore, they have to come to us, like me. I mean, sure, I come from Canada and we speak English and whatever have you. And I mean, even some of the wording, the way they spell things is different here than it is up there. But I've assimilated, so therefore, it was difficult for me in some ways. But it was, you know, obviously because of what the problem I've been through. But assimilating, it means to basically to conform to what this society, these
exactly.
laws and everything. That to me is basically that's what we need to do. We you know we're here to do that. We're not here to we're not here. We don't. It's not about reforming ourselves for the immigrants. It's for the immigrants to conform to us. You know, we don't need
exactly.
to reform America. We need to have people coming here to conform. If they don't like to come here and they don't realize what the laws are, then they either need to stop not coming. They either not come here or get out when they are here. If they don't agree with the law. Whatever that's actually constitutional and it's of God, then we don't need you here and we don't want you here, and that goes with Glenn
exactly.
myself. So if someone doesn't want to conform to what the laws are, then they need
mm-hmm.
to follow the law, and if they don't, then they need to actually be part of the change, and that's what I've come here for. There's some people that are against the Constitution, against God, and I'm here to be part of the change, to conform it, to getting back to what was intended to be. There's nothing wrong with that, because that's the letter of the law that's being going against. That's a whole new different ball game. But we're talking assimilating to what hopefully he's going to call back here shortly, you know, to have diversity. Diversity can hurt and kill anything. Yes, it can, depending on what parts of that is in there. But, you know, because we can't, you know, we're not a flop house. This America is not a flop house for just everyone to come here and do what they want and whatever. I mean the Bible has borders. You know, gosh, Israel has borders. It's all biblical. You know, we have borders within our own country. Every other country has their own borders when it comes within different things. We have county laws. We have different things that are all borders. There's certain things that work in certain areas and whatever have you, and there's certain things you can do in certain areas. They're all rules. They're all laws, and they all have borders, and because those borders are there, they're to basically to keep things safe and keep things legal. That's what it's for. So
exactly.
talking about all this other stuff, you know, and the diversities of all kind of stuff, you know, it's okay for some diversities, like we said, but some of them are, and I'm sure the gentleman
when they're talking diversities and stuff like that, they're talking about, you know, different talents and stuff like that. But the main thing what you're talking about was laws, you know.
Yeah.
They come here, you got to obey the same laws. We don't want five different sets of laws for different groups of people. And the Democrat Party's kind of, they put people in groups, see.
Yeah.
Well, we have to have those laws for this group or this laws for that group. That's dangerous. That's dangerous to
right.
liberty, see.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about diversity, I'm all for diversity when it comes to different ideas. If somebody wants to bring their, let's just say, a certain type of food that's really popular in the country, and they want to develop it here, fine. That's all great. That part is great. But that, you know, that's just part of different talents. You know, if they have a different type of music, great. Nothing wrong with that. When I'm talking against diversity, it's just the diversities in laws and stuff like that, where the Constitution means something else to somebody else. It all means the same thing. The Constitution is not a living document. That, you know, I mean, you can't have something. If you have a living document, then you might as well not have a Constitution at all, because you don't like something, just say I don't like it. Well, it doesn't mean what it says, you know. That's what I don't like, you know. That's the type of diversity where somebody comes in there and they don't like certain things that we say are, like, politically correct. They want to ban that. That's
right.
dangerous. That's dangerous to our liberties, see. But, like, bringing in ideas, great. We're all for ideas, you know, or different talents or anything like that. If you have a new invention, great. That's what this country's about. You come up with an idea. But when you come here, you assimilate to our laws. You don't vulcanize our laws. You know.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. And the gentleman hasn't shown up yet, but I'm sure he's working on his issues there. So hopefully he gets back on, because we would love to have him. And anybody else, you can please call 646-787-8534. And if you have any comment or questions, just please press the 1, and we'll get you on ASAP, okay? We appreciate that, and that's great for him to call in. Just too bad he had technical difficulties. We have We have a few minutes left here, but not a whole lot, so hopefully he can get on. And if we have to stretch it a few minutes, that's fine. But we'd love to have him back on, or anyone else, please. Again, 646-787-8534. Press 1 if you have a comment or question. You know, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure I got people involved that, you know, that call in, that have any comments, questions with this, you know, immigration situation. I don't know. I've just about had it, hearing all this illegal alien stuff. I believe I make a good argument for why to talk only about legal. I mean, if you're talking 95% about legal immigrants and then brings up some of the illegal things, yes, as long as you can stay focused on, so you can use that as a contrast. But now it's 99% talking about illegal aliens, and that's why nothing's getting resolved. So therefore, you know, I don't know if this gentleman was just anti-immigration or whatever or not. I don't know. It sounded like he was moving that direction. He was talking about diversities and how bad it is. You know, that's what it sounded like he was.
I had a hard time understanding what he was saying too. I mean, I half the time it cut out. It's not his fault. It's probably a technical problem. It could be the studio, because the studio was, you know, you couldn't even call in there at first. So I mean, it could be the studio. But
yeah, we have had a couple problems with. That's true. That's very true. So hopefully he calls back in, and if not, he'll keep the number. He can call back for next Sunday. That's fine too. But we have about 8 minutes, a little under 9 minutes or whatever on there to go. But even that's messed up on here. It shows the time on there is different from the actual time. So I don't know. It's one of those days, folks. You know, this is what happens.
I've seen that happen before, and it's just the thing. They'll probably have it fixed next week. You know, sometimes somebody will probably have the same problem on another radio show or something, and they'll contact them and say, "Hey, you got to fix this problem. It's a technical problem." And you know, somebody, like I said, when you get on a computer, it could even be a little bug in there, a little virus or something that's affecting it. So it just happens, you know.
It's very true. Exactly. I don't know. He was calling from an anonymous number, so I think it was actually a number from his computer, and he had a whole bunch of things on because he was trying to close some things down. So that's what it sounded like to me. So it's a bit of both. It's on the actual website, the radio show, and his too. So, but that's okay. I mean, it happens, and you know, he will. I'm sure he'll call back. If not today, then we'll just pray he calls back next week. That's what we want.
One nice thing about these programs too. If you have a guest and they don't want to call in, you can use the studio to call. I've done that too. You have a call, we should have that on your studio, just like on.
Oh yeah.
You just dial a number and it calls right out. I think it's free. I don't think they charge you long distance when it goes through online.
Oh, it is free, but the thing is he had an anonymous number, so I don't even know what it was. I think it was just a block number. Yeah, I would have just called. Yeah, it just said anonymous. It didn't say anything about it. Didn't have any. Well, actually, this didn't even show the zeros or anything like that. Just sometimes it has happened where it shows all zeros or all ones, but this one just is anonymous. So he obviously blocked his numbers and everything like that. So, and that's fine.
Sure.
And that's
sure,
no
that's
problem
fine.
As long as I'm on here and they speak, with no cussing and stuff like that. But I don't know. I really wanted to. To really focus a lot on for the show, to have a talk about legal immigrants and just the reasons why it's just not working, as far as why the discussion is dominant with the illegal aliens. And I'm going, you know what, we're going to be talking the same thing for 10 years if people keep talking this way, because all this is doing is just festering anger. And that's why I said with Mother Teresa, she said, invite me to a pro-peace rally. You know, and I'll be there. In other words, because it's going to be talking about love and getting something done. Legal immigrants, this is supposed to be, like I said, as long as they're being vetted properly and they you know, their background checks, everything, all that, yes, we should welcome them in, as long as they're not going to steal away jobs from other people, whatever have you. I totally agree that, you know, have it in there to where, you know, they have a job thing where you have to list it for a certain amount of days or whatever have you, and if it clears that or someone else is better suited for that, that's fine. But how do you monitor who's better suited? It could be a political thing. I don't know, but that's what we have to do. We have to keep it fair, and therefore, and then inviting family over and all kind of stuff with them. Well, you know what? No. Unless they are too going to contribute the same as the first person did. You shouldn't just come along as a caboose, like a train ride, you know, where just, bring everybody else along. No, it ain't going to happen that way, and it shouldn't. So I totally agree with that, and I'm an immigrant. I mean, you know, I came here with something to offer that I know is good, and I'm contributing, and that's fine. But at the same time, is there's people out there that that just want to come here for a free ride, and or if they have an issue with, commit crimes and you know bring a bad attitude over and don't want to assimilate the way the law is.
And some people come here and not only to commit crimes, but they smuggle in weapons, explosives. I can guarantee you, if drugs are being smuggled in, I would say firearms are being smuggled in too, you know.
Oh, a lot of that is. Yeah, I mean, there's human trafficking. There's a whole bunch of things going on.
Yep.
And you know what? And some of these people have been here for many, 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 many years or decades and have been doing it a long, long time. And they get deported, and then they come back in, like four, five, six. I've heard up to six
and,
or seven
and,
times
and,
they'll come
and
back.
And my friend?
Yeah?
And my friend, some of them are getting so bold now, they're even bragging about doing it because they're not being punished for it. See, they get away with it. So they're not even bragging about human trafficking, you know.
Yeah.
They don't even keep it quiet. They're not even being that sneaky anymore because there's no penalty for them. Well, it's against law, but the law's not being enforced. So, I mean,
exactly.
That's the point. When they get that bold, we know something's got to be done, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the whole reason what I was saying is it all goes back to it's when I say legal immigrant, that word legal has a lot of research in there. It has a lot of stuff. Basically before you even,
now according to the left, it's called racism.
Right, exactly. And see, that's the thing is, you know, a lot of people that hear my story or whatever, I'm white, I'm male, and I'm from Canada. So there's three things against me right there that I'm a minority in the minds and whatever of these people that are talking about illegal aliens. I'm not from the South. I'm from the North. I'm not female or I'm not a child. I'm a male. I'm you know, that's the way I am. And, I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. That's what I've had to deal with. And the thing is, it shouldn't be about the person or the skin. It should be about the person's skin. It should be about the attitude, the whole background of that person that's going to be or looking to come into this country, period. That's what. And people say, oh, well, we can't find out what they're like. We don't know the laws of their own country and all that stuff. Whatever. We don't know what they're – well, then guess what? You have to dig a little deeper because you know what? There's got to be some way of working with other countries or whatever have you to find out how these people are. You know, what their background is or whatever have you. There's got to be a way to do it because guess what? We're bringing people in here that may look like they're just – everything's going to be just fine. And we don't know the background. I've seen people literally in the immigration detention center that actually were criminals, okay? And they were in the same area as me, and that was against the law right then even. They were not supposed to put a red-suited person in with a blue-suited person. Blue meaning we didn't do any crimes. We just basically – you know, we're accused of not here being legally. So therefore, but these are well-known felons that have been maybe many times, or you know, or in there because they you know are an immigrant that's dangerous and whatever and criminals whatever, and then they're going to be sent to a regular jail after. But the thing is that's even uncalled for, and they still allowed it inside the detention center. So my point is they got to segregate. Before they actually bring them in here. In other words, do as best you can the background with working with other countries or whatever have you. Find out their rap sheet if there is any on these people. Find out what kind of people they are. Vet them. That's what Donald Trump said. And so, therefore, that's what
very
we have
important.
To do. Yes. And that's, therefore, then we're going to find out, you know, that we actually have the letter of the law being followed through with. But if we don't, then, you know, err on the side of caution. You know, don't let them in if you don't know anything about them. I'm sorry, but you know what? It's no different
exactly.
than someone's house. We went over this many times. If someone comes up to your house,
they can be walking with diseases and stuff and spread diseases around too. We don't want that here either. You know.
Well, exactly. There's so much stuff that can come in here that can harm this country, and you know, it's not just even the criminal stuff. They got to, you know. they gotta make sure they're having blood tests. They have all this different stuff done, whatever. I mean, that's what needs to be done because you know it's a crazy world out there, and we want to make sure that we have everybody that's in here as safe as possible. That is the number one mission of a government, of the president is to and the Congress and everybody is to make sure that keeping America safe. That's for the, you know, we got to make sure we're safe and we're protected, and that's how we
exactly.
protect borders is by making sure anyone that comes in or back in even is being made sure what's going on here, because if they leave and then they come back in, they could have brought something else with them. We got to make sure that it's the same process for all, not just a hand-picked, you know, people that whatever and allow these bad actors coming in and don't oh well yeah they're fine no they're not it's you know so therefore that's what we need to do. We need to really work at that. But the problem is if you're that's all to do with legal immigration. That's before they even get here. That's what has to happen. Now what about the people that are here? Well, guess what? If they're not here legally and they didn't go by the letter of the law, then yes, they have to be removed. And I understand that's part of the discussion. But that'll all take care of itself once they realize talking about legal immigration and those problems are working.
Well, I always said, too, if they commit a crime here, especially a violent crime, but they commit a crime here, I don't believe in sending them back home. I think they should be prosecuted under our laws. So let's just say they commit capital murder. If it's a life in prison without parole, that's where they go. They don't ever get out of prison. They die in prison. If it's a death penalty, well, if it's good enough for us, it should be good enough for them too. We send them back
exactly.
home. They'll come back. They come back 3 weeks later, and it seems like they're exonerated. You know, but I always say too, if they commit a crime here, even if they're here legally, I mean, anybody here, if they do commit a crime, we don't send them back home. They get prosecuted. You know, whether legal or not. You know, I always say the laws should apply. They're here. They're under our laws.
Yeah, and they do that. Like, I mean, when I was in the immigration detention center, I did see people that were, you know, say if you have two misdemeanors, that equals one felony. That's how it was when I was into that system. So some people that did that, they were now being deportable because they had two misdemeanors. So that part is being enforced to some degree, not all, obviously, but at the same time is if they start. You know, looking at that as the letter of the law for everyone and not being lax on it, then they're going to find more results that they're actually desiring, and both sides of the aisle will. But I guess we've overstepped a little bit, because I was wanting to just to see if that gentleman was going to call back in or not, but I guess he's having more technical difficulties than we thought. Folks, thank you for joining us. If you guys want to call at any time, we're on the air every Sunday, 646-787-8534. Just press 1 if you have a comment or question, and we'll get to you as soon as possible. It was a great show, a great discussion. Just wish that guy would have been able to call back, but we'll get him next week, hopefully. And until then,
okay,
I want to thank
great.
You. I want to thank you all very much for joining the Pitt Radio News, the Pitt staying for Politically Inconvenient Truth. Thank you very much to my co-host up in North Dakota, Gary Rumor. Our prayers are with you and your family, of course, and America. And we're going to end this with what we usually do with Hard Work by Paul Harvey. So any final words there you'd like to say there, Gary?
Well, I think it was a great show. And like I said, we'll probably eventually, when I get everything fixed up with me and my health and stuff, we can probably extend it to 2 hours maybe. Because this hour goes by quite fast, and but right now I got surgery coming up in a few weeks, and I'm going to be laid up for a couple weeks there too. And just like I said, I just take her one day at a time. So anyway, God bless you, my friend, and of course God bless your family, and of course God bless America. So we'll let you wrap it up.
Well, thank you very much, and that is Gary Rumor up in North Dakota, and I am Glenn Atkinson here in Texas. And we're going to have some Paul Harvey Hard Work. God bless America.
American preachers tell me that there is no sermon which is looked forward to with less enthusiasm than a sermon about sin. Well, that's probably true if we're talking about a secular sermon on the subject of hard work. There is no gospel less popular than the gospel of hard work. I could ask you today, I could ask you right now to demonstrate your faith in America by handing poison to snakes, and many or most of you would. I could outline a fundamental Christian code of conduct which strictly forbids the use of stimulants or sedatives or the wearing of jewelry, and many would, willingly and without question, accept and be bound by such abstinence. Our leaders could readily rally you to fight and die for your country, as they have many times, and you would even again. But if Paul Harvey or any politician should state that our only chance for survival is to get off our dead centers and get to work, well, I'd be lucky if you'd let me finish. But I'm going to test my luck today. You see, I don't happen to be running for or from anything, and that does make a difference. The pregnant skyline of America was set in place one brick at a time. Now, that represents a lot of calluses. America the Beautiful is not an accomplished fact guaranteed to remain intact. God shed his grace on thee, to be sure, but this was wasteland when God had it to himself. He handed man a hoe and said, "You want another Eden? All right, earn it." And all that's necessary for the weeds to take over again is for you and me to lay down that hoe. Now, Americans, the problem is less acute today than it has been. We're on the right track right now. But if we sit down on that track, I'm afraid we're going to get run over. We tell our young people how our country was carved out of the wilderness. No, it wasn't. Our nation was not carved out of the wilderness. Our nation was hammered and hoed and chopped and dug and sawed and clawed out of the wilderness by barehanded men who asked nothing for nothing. America did not start out with an agricultural production that's the awe and envy of the world. It was seeded first by sod-busting farmers who fought Indians and ranchers and cold and heat and drought and bugs and flood and one another. The fruited plain sprang forth from barren acres only after they had been watered with a lot of sweat. I guess what I'm saying is that the more history I study, ours and others, the more certain I am that there is one fertilizer essential to the survival of civilization, and that fertilizer is sweat. And I don't mean perspiration. I mean the kind of steamy, streamy, salty sweat that's wrung from a man by hard physical work. Somehow, the sweat gets into the soil of a farm or a factory or a city or a state or a nation, and everything thereabouts grows tall and strong and tough enough to stand against any storm. But the day the sweat dries up, the soil dries up, and whole civilizations are buried in dust.